Diplomats and relief officials reported an uneasy calm had returned to Madagascar's capital, Antananarivo, and that an overnight curfew had been widely respected. Several hundred protesters gathered to demonstrate in the city's main square, but dispersed quietly. Nevertheless, many offices and stores remained closed. The mayor of the city, André Rajoelina, led funeral services for a supporter who was killed during the violence. He told French radio that his group would continue to demonstrate against what he called the authoritarianism and inequities of the government of President Marc Ravalomanana. He says his group wants democracy and an easing of tensions. The solution is a transitional government. President Ravalomanana visited the burnout building of Madagascar's national broadcaster, where he responded to questions over why security forces were slow to react to the violence and looting. He says he gave the order for the military to use restraint. The situation had to be properly managed, otherwise it would have been a bloodbath. Both leaders called for calm and dialogue, but said no talks had begun as yet. The violence began Monday in the capital and spread the following day to several provincial cities. In Antananarivo, protesters sacked and set afire the national broadcasting station and a private station owned by Mr. Ravalomanana. They then began looting stores, many of which were owned by the president, one of Madagascar's wealthiest businessmen. The incidents began after the government closed a radio station owned by Antananarivo's mayor, André Rajoelina. This followed a rally Sunday during which the 34-year-old mayor accused the government of corruption and authoritarianism. The confrontation began last month when the government briefly closed down Rajoelina's television station after it broadcast an interview with former president Didier Ratsirak. Ratsirak has been in exile in France since disputed elections in 2002 divided the country for 6 months. The Supreme Court eventually ruled in favor of Mr. Ravalomanana. He won re-election 2 years ago. The African Union Wednesday issued a statement expressing concern over the tensions and urging a resolution of the crisis through dialogue and respect for the Constitution. Scott Bob, VOA News, Johannesburg.